without ceasing or persistent prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. Very simple. Romans 12:12 tells us to rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Hebrews 11:6, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. That I surrender all, you'll be certain, you'll finally find him when you seek him with all of your might. Not just praying 50% of the time or when you get on your knees mumbling a little bit of words here and there and just trying to keep yourself awake. But when you pray diligently and you pray with 100% of yourself and concentration behind you. I can promise you our hobbies, our fun things, you know, whatever we like to do just to relax, I promise you that you're going to be doing with all of your might. When you get home in the evening, those that like to sit on recliners, I promise you with all your might, you're going to sit back and lay that thing back and just lay there with every percent of, with every chance of you falling asleep. Every bit of hobby you're going to do 100% of the time. When you get down on your knees this evening at home in your prayer closets, I pray that after revival you have been praying constantly every single day. Are you praying with 100% effort to touch heaven? Matthew 7:7-8 tells us, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Psalm 63:1, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Psalms 55:17, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud. I promise you, these ain't all the scriptures in the Bible that talks about prayer. I couldn't put all of them in or I'd have you here for 30 minutes if I wanted to read them all. Maybe a little bit longer than that, hallelujah, if I read a whole verse. But the Bible is very clear on praying. There's multiple verses, many, many verses in the Bible about praying, but not just praying, but diligently praying and seeking after God. Prayer should not be an occasional thing that happens. Prayer should be a part and it should be its own lifestyle. It should be our very hobby that we love to do every single day. Nothing should overtake prayer. I understand things are going to happen. Life is going to get busy. Life is going to be what life does. There will be things and times that come up that you will not be able to give 30 minutes. Maybe I pray that we pray for more than that, an hour. There'll be times where you might not be able to pray for 20 minutes. But I can tell you something that you can do when you want to pray to the Lord. I promise you, you don't have to close your eyes when you pray. You can be riding down the road. Many times of me riding to work down when I was in Carolina, even on the way with doing training this week, there's been times that I find myself when I'm riding in my vehicle praying to the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I've already read it. Pray without ceasing. Paul was teaching believers to stay in continual communion with God and continual prayer with the Lord. Prayer is more than a prayer clause a moment. It should become our daily walk, our daily communication. Phones are a wonderful thing. They are a great thing for communication, but they can also be a big hindrance and a big distraction. If we would pray as much as we've been on social media, not saying everybody here, but if we'd pray like some has been on social media, I promise you this church and every church in America would be on fire and we would see things done. We should not allow little distractions that come up. We should not allow, listen, I heard it talked perfectly at convention. When it comes time, Brother Derek had on his minister breakfast. He made a great point. He said there'll be so many times he's got on his knees to pray and somebody calls, a text message comes, this happens, that happens. Put it in the other room is what he said. Just sit it aside, put it on silent, put it in the other room. Whatever is going to distract you, just put it aside for a moment and find the Lord on your knees. Prayer is constant awareness and continual dependence on God. A praying person does not visit God occasionally. They live connected to Him continually. There will not be just If you are an active praying person or Christian, you will not just find yourself doing it here and there. You will find yourself doing it every single moment that you are able to. And I pray that that is what we are doing. We are coming here tonight to pray and to touch heaven. But I also pray that when you go home tonight, that you also spend some time with the Lord by yourself. And when you, I don't know, I'm personally not a morning prayer. I'm an evening prayer. When I study the Bible or when I pray and spend some time with the Lord, it's going to be in the evening, because if I do it in the morning, I'm probably going to end up falling asleep. That's just how I am. I am not a morning person by no means. But when you do find your time and whatever your routine is or rhythm is when it comes to that, I pray that every opportunity you find yourself able to, I pray that you are diligently seeking the Lord without ceasing and doing it with 100% effort behind you. Not just praying a prayer that, oh, this need may not be met, but I'm going to pray anyways. Pray like it's going to be touched the minute you get up. Pray like it's going to be done the second you get up from where you are or where you're sitting or wherever you are. When you get out the car, when you're praying with the Lord, I pray you are praying with full might and full effort behind you. Persistent prayer shows faith. Luke 18:1 tells us men ought always to pray and not to faint. When you keep praying, you are declaring, God hears me, God cares, God will answer, I will not quit. Stopping prayer too early can cause people to miss what God was preparing for them. Brother Zane Estes at convention made a perfect point. He said, man, I couldn't imagine, and you know, this ain't theology, this is just the point he made, and I think it's a good one here. Oh, the angel that could be in charge of the prayer list, he looks at, sees what happens. Oh, this is, okay, they want patience, and they want just patience behind them. Okay, let's give them some tests. Let's give them some trial for patience. Well, the minute the person or Christian gets put in that test for patience, they're praying, Lord, why is this going on? Take this trial away from me. Take this effort, whatever has happened, and just take it away from me. And there we go. Sometimes tests and trials are things to prepare you for other situations down the road. With the tragedy that happened, man, almost a month ago, that's hard to believe, but with the tragedy that happened with my nephew, just, man, what in the world, you know, where can the good come out of this? Well, another tragedy happened later on, a couple weeks from after. A father was drunk with his two children in the back of the car. They weren't buckled in. He hit a tree or it ran off the road. I can't remember exactly what happened. The boy went flying out the car. The little girl got in the hospital, and the boy was dead instantly. Tragic situation. Awful situation. These people were not Christians. Matter of fact, one of the worst parts about it is the man that was driving used to be a youth pastor, and he backslid. But through all of this, because of this awful situation, this lady was able to talk to my family, and it was an act of communication between them. And comfort them. I know it's hard situations. It's tragic situations. You got to find the good where you can out of all of it. But because of what happened, there was some good that was done, because there was active talk about the Lord and there was active communication about God and about how it's comforting. Listen, we don't know why we go through our trials, but one thing I've always been told in my own experience is that when something happens to you, something's going to happen to somebody, the same thing's going to happen to somebody else, and you will be the perfect outlet and the perfect thing for them to go to, a person for you them to go to and talk to them about it or talk to you about it. Why? Because you have experience in it. You know, and that's why, to persistently be praying. Because how can you feed somebody about the Lord or about how to get through it when you try to handle it on your own and you try to do it by yourself and the whole time you weren't relying on the Lord? How can you comfort that person? How do you do it, preacher? By persistently and actively praying to the Lord and declaring that I am not going to stop, whether the Lord heals me or the Lord touches this situation or he moves upon me, moves on my behalf, whatever happens, I'm still going to trust him. I'm still going to keep praying until the bitter end. Persistence in prayer is faith refusing to surrender. I refuse to surrender. I refuse to give up. I refuse to stop going forward. I refuse to not do that. I am not going to stop praying for this situation because I don't know why I'm going through it, but the Lord knows why. He will give me strength always, and something's going to happen that's going to be on the other side, and it is going to be better through it all. Like I preached a month ago, but if not, as the Hebrew boy said, but if not, I'm still going to worship Him. I'm still going to worship Him. If my situation doesn't get better and it only gets worse, if my hard times only just get, you know, I suffer even more, Lord can do it. But if not, I'm still going to serve Him, and I'm not going to forsake Him and deny Him. Diligent prayer builds spiritual strength. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Prayer renews spiritual power, endurance, wisdom, peace, and discernment. When we are actively praying, and I'm not mean just mumbling, I mean when we are actively seeking the Lord and seek, as we've been going over the last couple Sundays on the spiritual gifts, we are actively pursuing the Lord, those things will be unlocked. We will receive those gifts. I pray for those that are filled with the Holy Ghost here tonight. I pray that you are seeking the gifts and the spiritual gifts. You are seeking wisdom. You are seeking discernment. Those that are not, I pray that you find yourself, every chance you pray, you are actively praying to be filled with the Holy Ghost and filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray that is your active prayer. Because if you're not, and I'm just going to go ahead and say this, I honestly don't know who is and who isn't. I'm just saying this because I feel led to. If you go 30, 40 years and you haven't been, you ain't, something's going on. That's all I'm going to say. We got to realize that we have to be praying actively and seeking the Lord every chance we get. Surrendering our whole lives to Him. Whatever it may be, I don't know. I have no clue. But we have to surrender all and give our whole life to Him. People who stop praying become spiritually weak, but people who continue in prayer grow stronger every single day. I said it, I'm not trying to keep going back to this situation, but I'm going to be honest with you. With what happened a month ago, I don't know how I would have handled it if I didn't have the arm of the Lord with me. I don't know how I could have done it. I don't know how I could have gone on day after day. You can ask my wife, I was in a mess for the first couple weeks. Barely slept. That whole week, I got about 15 hours of total sleep for a whole week. I'm not saying that to get pity. I'm just being honest with you. But those times that I found myself alone, laying, my wife may be asleep, or I was just by myself, I found myself actively praying and seeking Him for comfort and for peace and for strength and for some endurance through the situation. The thing is this, if we would be active in praying, when the storms come, we wouldn't have to catch up. We find ourselves not seeking the Lord, not praying, not fasting, not reading our scriptures, not reading our Bible. We find ourselves doing all this, and then as soon as the storm hits, the typhoon comes, the hurricane, whatever you know comparison you want to make, when all of it happens, now we're trying to play catch up because we should be here in our prayer life, but in actuality, because we ain't been doing what we need to be doing, we ain't been seeking the Lord, we ain't been going after, we ain't been putting our effort in it, we're way back there. Actively seeking for Him. Diligently praying. Hallelujah. Praying keeps the flesh under subjection and under control. Matthew 26 and 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Constant prayer protects our minds, our hearts, and our spirit. Prayer helps believers overcome temptation, carnality, fear, and discouragement. If you ain't praying and you ain't seeking the Lord, it is very easy to become discouraged in this hard situation that we see. You can look at every situation in the world and understand what's going on. Man, gas prices are getting big. We're in this war. Christians are persecuted. One day we could be facing, I'm not prophesying anything, but one day we could be facing what China faced, the Christians in China faced. All these things could happen to us. We don't know what's going to happen. So it's very easy to get discouraged. That's why we must be on our knees praying that the Lord helps us with that, so we don't become easily depressed about things. Because if you ain't praying and you ain't seeking, I'm not saying you don't go through those times, but I'm saying it's very easy for the devil to sneak up on you, because he's not going after the prayer warrior. Brother Tom on his knees every day praying, and he's strong in the faith, and he's active in the spirit. He's not gonna mess with the strong one praying up front. He's going to mess with the one that's all the way in the back, that's weak in prayer, that doesn't do anything, that barely reads their Bible, barely pray. That's who the devil's going to attack. Why? Because it's the easier person. It's the easy one that can have their faith rocked. Temptations. Listen, I've gone through things. Temptations are easy to fall into. But if you're not praying and you're not seeking, listen to me right here. If you don't believe anything else, believe this, what I'm about to say. If you ain't actively praying for the Lord to help you, especially through temptations, you are going to fall in them. You will fall in them. Why do you know? Because I've done it myself. I have found myself in the lull of praying in my younger years, growing up as a teenager. I have found myself just barely getting by, not praying, not seeking the Lord. What happens? Temptation comes, barely fight it. There it goes. If we are not actively praying, it is very easy for our minds to wonder about different things. It's very easy for our heart to long for things of the world. And it's very easy for our spirit to be discouraged. And it's very easy in our spiritual lives to become carnal and just coast to the finish line. Diligent prayer produces power. James 5:16, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Fervent prayer is passionate, it's sincere, it's earnest, it's wholeheartedly. That fervent is talking about heat, active, moving, hot, whatever you want to say. Cold prayer, mumbling prayer, half prayer, whatever you want to say, rarely moves the person praying. It rarely gets you in the mind to pray when you come down and just mumble some words. It's barely going to get you moving. But when you come down with a determination to touch heaven and to meet with the Lord and meet and have the Spirit move, you will see things change in your prayer life. Fervent prayer changes the atmosphere and changes the believer. Powerful prayer comes from persistent and fervent prayer. Jesus himself prayed continually. Jesus often withdrew himself to pray before miracles, before major decisions, before the cross, early in the morning through the night. He always prayed. If the Son of God prayed diligently, how much more should we? If Christ prayed always, how much more should we pray? How much should we be on our knees? Every opportunity we are able to. Prayer was not optional for Jesus. And I can go ahead and tell you, it wasn't optional for him, and it's not optional for us. Prayer is a necessity. I promise you, if you get hungry, as we're going through this pregnancy cravings, I'm going to be honest with you, are the weirdest thing. I'm just going to be honest with you. I know I've heard it, but actively experiencing it, it's weird. I'm just going to be honest with you. But if you're craving something, if you want something, you're going to go get it. If you want it, for me, cookout. If I want a cookout milkshake, I know Sister Juanita is looking at me. I can already see her. Cookout milkshake. If I want a cookout milkshake, guess what I'm going to go get? Go get me a cookout milkshake. If I want a steak, I'm either going to cook me a steak or I'm going to go find the good steak place. I'm going to eat one. Simple as that. Are you craving Christ? And more importantly, are you craving to get closer to him? Well, if you say yes, then I pray that when you come down here tonight and in your own prayer life, in your own prayer closet, that you go at it with fervent heat, and you go at it actively with every effort in you to touch heaven and every effort in you to just pray that every single one of our needs for brothers and sisters, our own needs, are met. Continuous prayer keeps fire on the altar Romans 12:11-12. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. The phrase fervent in spirit means to say spiritually hot, passionate, and on fire for God. Paul connects spiritual fervency with continual prayer. Spiritual prayer keeps passion burning, conviction alive, sensitivity to God active. When prayer stops, spiritual fire begins to die. Prayer maintains the fire of a revival in the soul. We just got out of revival, and I pray that we have not already fell back into our routines that we were in before revival began. Amen. I hope that is our cry tonight, or what you, those that, you know, I just pray that's what we are. I pray that we have seen an increase in our prayer life, an increase in fasting, increase in our Bible reading, because if you haven't, then you really didn't get in revival. And I say it because I love everybody in here. If you haven't seen a change, the revival did nothing for you. What's the point of revival? It's to revive. And those that die, or those that have are been dead, go through revival, they should be revived. But if they weren't touched and they weren't changed and nothing has changed at home as far as your active prayer life and fasting, guess what? You ain't been revived. You're still in the same place that you have been and that you were in. I'm not talking just to you. I'm talking to myself as well. When I was studying and praying and getting this thought together, I said, oh Lord, if I haven't changed and I haven't increased my time with you after being through this revival, a wonderful revival at that, if I haven't changed and spend more time with you, Lord, forgive me. Put a hunger in my heart. Let me long for you more. Let me crave you more. And God, he ain't going to do the work. We got to do it as well. We can pray to long for him. We can pray to crave for him. But we also have to do the work as well and put the effort in. Lord, I'm going to come meet you. Lord, I'm going to be with you. And I'm going to spend time with you. We can find examples of diligently praying in the Bible. Daniel prayed 3 times daily, even when it became illegal. Man, how many Christians are going to do that if that ever happens in America? Preacher, that's never going to happen. You don't know that. You don't know what could happen in this country. It very well could. Jesus prayed earnestly in the Garden of Gethsemane. Elijah kept praying until the answer came. And Hannah prayed persistently with God. Or persistently, and God answered her. Diligently praying and seeking the Lord. Prayer aligns us with the will of God. Prayer is not only about getting answers, it is about becoming aligned with God's purpose. The more a person prays, the clearer God's voice becomes. And I love that, because what is God? What is his voice? It's a still, small voice. And you know why people can't hear his voice? It's because their own voice is too loud and they can't hear it. They're thinking they're in God's will because they're hearing this, you know, oh, I hear the Lord talking to me. And all it is their own mouth. It's their own heart. It's their own desires when they're not in line with the Lord. How do we stay in line? Is praying and seeking the Lord. I know I've repeated myself, but I'm going to beat it in our heads tonight. Diligently and actively seeking the Lord in prayer will change everything. Diligent prayer is praying when you feel strong. It is praying when you feel weak. Praying when the answers aren't immediate or immediately happening. And prayers when heaven seems silent. A believer who refuses to stop praying becomes spiritually unstable. If you stop praying, you stop seeking the Lord, you will become unstable. Spiritually unstable. Oh, I pray our heart tonight is when we come down here to pray and seek the Lord, I pray that we pray for a burning in this community and people can see this church as a beacon of hope. That thing, that they're, every situation that they're going through, as we picked up the young kids tonight, I just saw DeAndre there and I said, oh Lord, if I haven't prayed enough for him, I pray that you put that desire in my heart and I pray that I seek for him to come here. And his girlfriend, and just, oh, I pray that we seek. not just for ourselves and our own needs, but for the kids that we have in the back and the kids that we haven't seen or reached out to or touched yet. And their parents. Oh, I pray that's our cries tonight. Before we come down here, pray, I'm going to ask, is there any urgent prayer request tonight? Real quick, I will say, when we were left, Mark seemed wonderful. Brother Mark seemed wonderful. He was there laying, laughing, cutting up. I asked him how he's doing. He said, I'm doing good. Everything went well. Let's just continue to pray for this knee surgery that he has or that he had, and everything just, you know, keeps going good. Anybody else tonight? Yes, brother. Let's remember that. Let's remember that need. Anybody else? Well, if not, I pray that you come and find a place to pray this evening, and let's just touch heaven. Amen.